Hour number two of The Blitz is live here on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, broadcasting live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio, broadcasting live on the radio, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. As always, the podcast, that'll be uploaded just moments after the show goes off the air. As always, the Periscope is live streaming right now, live on the Facebook and Twitter accounts, in case you would like to follow along with the show that way. You can also check out fanrunradio.com. That's a great place to get all the latest Tennessee news that you need to be aware of. Here are some of the headlines on fanrunradio.com. Sorry, Vol fans. It won't be 1998 again for a while. Okay, seems like a fairly strong opinion right there. Might have to go check that out. Let's see. Looks like a little bit more news about some of the details from the Tennessee-Vanderbilt postponement and the fallout from that. You got some good opinion pieces there about kind of the direction that Tennessee football is headed. So go ahead and check all that out and more over at fanrunradio.com. And then, hey, last but not least, go ahead and download the Fan Run Radio app, which is free, F-R-E-E, to download in the App Store. No matter which one you have, just go ahead and search Fan Run Radio, and you can find the app there. Take the show, take the station, wherever you are headed, live throughout the day, each and every day. But, of course, you already knew all that. So, hour number one is in the books. Man, what a recap we basically had to kind of get through there in the first hour. We had about a week's worth of information to just kind of scratch the surface of there in the first hour. But in case you missed any of that, go ahead and check it out. It is in the podcast back in hour number one. Otherwise, we are moving in hour number two. You guys feel good to go?
Feeling fine.
Let's do it.
Tremendous. So I kind of just have a little bit of a, I don't know, I guess I want to get y'all's opinion and just kind of a feeler about what do you think this basketball season is going to look like right now? We're in the very early stages. A couple teams have gotten a couple games underway. By the way, Kentucky lost their inevitable early season game like they normally do, so they got that one out of the way.
Richmond is actually really good, by the way. I will give them some credit. They won 20-plus games last year and returned their entire starting lineup, so
I believe it.
Shout out to the Spiders.
They are good, but Kentucky's always that way. You know, they kind of got to get a couple of games to get some of their freshmen together, and then they inevitably pick it up.
Conference play,
for the second half.
It's when they turn it around every year. But they always have a hiccup. Last year they lost like Campbellsville or something like that.
Evansville, yeah.
Evansville's
coach a week later got in trouble for hitting on a staff member at the school and got fired, and then they just didn't win another game after that.
Yeah, so they always like lose these games early in the season, which they likely shouldn't.
It's Cal. Yeah.
Every year.
Business as usual.
I know. The ship is kind of just right on course right
now.
What
they do.
It's almost expected at this point.
Oh, we lost a meaningless game to Richmond. Oh.
Now I'll get in them.
I know. Cal's going to straighten them out. And
they'll
then,
focus, be back on defense, yeah. Focus on their defense. They'll hit a run of like 20 games in a row.
Yeah.
They do it every year.
But kind of just with, I guess, some of the things that we're seeing from around the sports world, I think that, you know, one of the biggest storylines across any sport that you look at right now are some of the cancellations and postponements, no matter what league you're looking at. And there's a lot of reports going around right now that a lot of these leagues are very worried about what this Thanksgiving break had looked like, right, to basically come back with their leagues. I know that there was a report that said the NFL is basically doubling or tripling its measures to try to, you know, make sure all the players are good coming back from Thanksgiving break. But how optimistic right now about the basketball season or kind of just, you know, fall sports, the way that things have been going? I think they've been going fairly smoothly, but certainly these kind of start to creep up a little bit.
Well, your initial question, how do I think this basketball season is going to look? I mean, I think it'll go off fine for the most part, but I do think, I mean, you're going to have situations like this where, I mean, maybe it's not Tennessee again, hopefully not, but I mean, I could see a situation where you get into conference play and you're about to play Alabama or Florida, whoever, and they test positive, and then you those games. I mean, I think it's just inevitable. I mean, you're going to have games, more games get canceled. I mean, if you don't think that that's going to happen, then you're just naive.
I think at least in the non-conference schedule, you were looking at pure chaos, and not necessarily in a bad way. But Villanova, for example, they picked up a game at 1 o'clock in the morning. Jay Wright agreed to play a game against Virginia Tech the next day and extend their stay at the Mohegan Sun at Bubbleville, and they ended up losing Virginia Tech. And then they were about to leave again, and now he's going to stay a second time and play St. Joe's. I mean, you just have conference games that are coaches calling each other in the middle of the night, like, hey, you want to play in a couple days here or there or whatever else, just because teams are trying to get games in. And I think things will settle down a little bit once you get into conference play, when everyone's under the same regulations and you have a more compact schedule. But at the same time, a schedule at this point is a piece of abstract art. The one thing I do think, though, is because basketball teams are smaller, just number-wise in general, than other things, I don't think you're going to see multiple outbreaks. I think you're going to see teams deal with one or two, you know, throughout the year. But I just think that, I mean, once you deal with an outbreak, it's going to be hard to get a second one just because of the extended immunity for 3 months or whatever, however long it lasts. But you're just going to continue to see chaos until you get to March Madness, and they're just going to make it work with whatever happens and whoever gets to play and whoever doesn't, and then they're going to bubble everyone in Indiana or wherever else and have a successful March Madness because they have to have the money and they have no other choice.
Yeah, so I think that y'all both made a really good point. I do think that we are going to see a lot of, well, maybe not a lot, but a good amount of chaos kind of at the beginning of this college basketball season, just kind of, you know, with everything being new, with the non-conference games being played. And Charlie, you're right. It kind of is a free-for-all, and I think a lot of that is because there's no overlying organization, for instance, the conferences themselves, to say, hey, we are going to go ahead and try to postpone or try to reschedule this game, even though we're going to postpone it right now. You know, those other games were just getting totally taken off the table. These games for Tennessee, I mean, these three that we've had to cancel so far, just totally taken off the cancel. Or these four totally taken off the table. Excuse me. So I do think that you guys are right. It does settle down during the conference schedule. And I do think that absolutely, like the fact that these numbers are smaller, that bodes well for these teams. Hopefully you can. Have you guys seen any of those photos that are going around on Twitter of them spacing out in kind of the hotel lobbies to eat and things like that?
I have not.
Like, okay, I don't know which team it was, but, you know, they just kind of put them in one of the hotel meeting rooms or whatever. And these guys are just at tiny little individual tables so far away from each other, spanning this whole room. And so it's wild to see. But you can tell that, you know, they're doing everything they can to just keep these 12 to 18 players, however, you know, whatever the number is, away from each other as best as can.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It just sucks because we should have two Tennessee basketball games already under our belt. We should have two games under our belt. Have played a decent VCU team. Getting ready to play Gonzaga in 2 days.
Imagine if we had that to come in and talk about today.
And then
be a lot better week.
And then a game against Notre Dame on Friday. Mm-hmm. But now you got to wait this week and then all of next week.
Yep.
Before we can even talk about a game.
Cincinnati on the 12th.
I kind of find it unlikely, but I mean, next Monday would be 2 weeks, right? So a week from today would be 2 weeks.
Correct.
I don't know. Maybe Rick Barnes does what Jay Wright was doing and tries to find a game where we can play sometime next week before Saturday.
I mean, that's been happening. It's just like Houston and Texas Tech randomly played because Chris Beard called Raul Sampson. It was like, hey, let's just get together and play. And I saw an insider, don't know who it was, don't remember who it was, but he had a blue check mark.
Okay.
At one point, casually mentioned over the weekend that you could look for Tennessee to try to pick up a non-conference game or two. So maybe that could happen. I don't know when our facilities will for sure open back up.
I think you meant Kelvin Sampson, though, right?
I think that's the thing.
You said Ralph Sampson. I was like, what?
Yeah, I think he's dead now.
The great Ralph Sampson?
Yeah, Kelvin Sampson.
He's not dead, but he's not a coach.
Yeah, he lost to Chaminade, so.
So anyways, the yeah, that's a little bit about what the early part of this basketball season looking like. But I mean, you guys are right. The difference is, I think, between Tennessee right now and maybe some of those other teams who were rescheduling were, you know, maybe their game got postponed because of the other team or something along those lines. I'm not sure the different protocols that Tennessee has to go through it, knowing that it was in-house. You know, it was with the head coach. Do we know about any of the players? Did you guys get that information on Tuesday?
No. Basically, what there was Tuesday, and I never saw anything kind of following up, but was that it was Barnes and then at least one other. How did they classify charge?
Tier one personnel, which is trainers, administrator, staff,
coach, player. Yeah, so it could anybody.
So I mean, it could be our assistant strength coach. It could be the guy that, you know, wears his sweatsuit and rolls them all out on the floor before the game, or it could be Eve Pons.
Yeah, and you guys are right. It did just say a multiple positive COVID-19 test results. So that's a little bit about what I guess things are looking like for Tennessee basketball, but NFL certainly. I know that was a big talking point over the week, as you did see the Ravens. The Ravens and the Steelers had to get moved away from Thursday Night Football on Thanksgiving. I believe it got pushed back.
And then it got pushed back to Sunday.
No, it's Tuesday.
And then it got pushed back again.
And now it's all the way back to Tuesday, right?
And still may not play.
Some of these are, and the Ravens right now are piling up. Lamar Jackson is one of those included. And, you know, if you're the Ravens, like, I don't know if they're trying to push for this game to just be, you know, kind of canceled outright altogether, if they know they're not going to have Lamar Jackson, or if they feel fine about a backup plan, or even if they have that option at all. But you kind of are, again, starting to see the stuff creep up with the NFL. Hopefully that stuff can all get kind of taken care of as we are, I don't know, getting to the back half of the season for the most part now.
It's RG3 season, Rick, and he's never giving the starting
job. Oh, my
job
God, back. It is, isn't it?
It is RG3 is still season. The backup. I am thrilled. I mean, he's going to be missing like 12 other starters, but if anybody can do it, it's Robert Griffin III.
You ready for a little, you ready for another Tuesday night football game coming up tomorrow, Brandon?
Sure. I'm in.
Oh.
Steelers, I don't know
Ravens,
why they haven't been
we
doing
get
this.
It, I'm great with it.
They should be doing this at all,
well,
at all points.
I do.
Though, just makes Tuesday night football so hard.
Ah, who cares? They can make it work.
Just make
it's
sure
all about
you,
the money, Charlie.
Make sure you have the Tuesday night games. Like, you could have moved the Packers and the Bears, where they're only allowing, what, 500 fans into the stadium?
Yeah, that was
just
weird.
Put them on a Tuesday, because you're already, you know, the people can't come from work. You
no,
can't
I mean,
expect
just like,
them to come on a
it's
Tuesday.
It's hard to just have teams play on a Tuesday and then again on a Sunday and stuff like that consistently. It just throws off their schedule. You could do it how they did the London games, where you don't start it immediately week one, but starting like week three or week four, you play Tuesday games, and then those teams get a bye the next week.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean there. But either way, I just kind of wanted to get y'all's opinions on some of the stuff going around with fall sports right now and some of these tests piling up and just kind of seeing how optimistic you were about these seasons carrying out as they are right now. Again, Tennessee basketball, that the next game for them looks like it will be that Cincinnati game on the 12th, tentatively scheduled right now. Hopefully everything continues to look all right for that. And then again, we also have Monday Night Football and Tuesday Night Football coming up this week because of the guidelines and the regulations. Who is Monday Night Football? Somebody jog
the
memory?
Seahawks and the Eagles. Flip, 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 Philadelphia.
Oh, filthy. That stinks. Looks like we're going to be watching TV tonight, not Monday Night Football.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought that the Washington football team and the New York football Giants would be atop the NFC East? Because the Eagles aren't winning tonight.
No.
It's going to be those two. And I guess technically
Charlie's
going
to tell you a way that the Eagles can win.
Oh,
I'm
please
sure.
Spare me. I don't think Charlie believes that.
He can spin it.
The Eagles, I mean, they all stink.
Jalen Hurts is getting the most snaps of the season tonight.
It's not going to change
I don't
anything.
Know why I don't think that Carson Wentz is the problem.
He certainly hasn't played great, but no one's healthy. No one blocks for him. The play calling isn't good.
I think he is just in such a horrible situation.
But, you know, the Seahawks defense is almost historically bad, so I guess if there's ever a game where an offense could figure it out, it could be this one, I guess. I don't see it happening, but you know,
I guess
that's how they could win.
We'll see. I don't know. To me, that means I think I will be watching some Peaky Blinders maybe during the second half of Monday Night Football tonight. Seattle, Philadelphia tonight, and Baltimore and Pittsburgh hopefully tomorrow night. Also, by the way, if you would like to, make a little bit of money with either of those games, well, then now might be a good idea to use our friends over at MyBookie. Between the rest of football season, some of these Monday Night Football, now Tuesday Night Football games we have, it's time to get off the sideline and get in on the action. If you're the kind of guy who maybe, likes to bet a little to win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites this week or coming up tonight or tomorrow, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. If you really want to support your team this season, don't just sit on the sidelines. Get in on the game with MyBookie, and if you join right now, MyBookie will double your first deposit. Yep, use promo code Knoxville to activate this offer. That's promo code Knoxville to double your cash today. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You win, you play, then you win, and then, of course, you get paid. Again, go check out our friends at MyBookie for that. Otherwise, we will...
Breaking news.
Oh.
You got breaking news?
Do we need to go to the desk?
We always need to go to the desk.
Always.
All right, I'll play the short one for you.
At the very least, medium.
What's the short one?
John Rothstein. Tennessee will end its quarantine and return to practice on 12/5 per a school spokesman. So this Saturday, the quarantine ends.
Wow.
Basketball.
Okay. Talk about timely news to the conversation.
Yes. And like I was saying, maybe we get those. Maybe Barnes can call up, ETSU or Chattanooga or somebody. I don't know. Somebody. Let's get a game. Let's get a game before we play Cincinnati.
I would agree. Wow. Okay. So that is that's big news right there.
Play Charleston.
Tennessee basketball returns to the court on the 5th of December. See if they can. At that point, they will have a full week before they are slated to play Cincinnati. So you got to expect they can get a game in, I don't know, optimistically, maybe even two. Got to think that Rick Barnes wants to get this team on the court. Hey, we'll take a break right here. Come back on the other side. See what else we can get into. Don't go anywhere. This is The Blitz, Fan Run Radio. All right, here we go back here on The Blitz, 11:22 a.m. It is a Monday morning, and I am told that snow could potentially be on the way this week.
Yeah, local news.
Tonight.
We're talking about it, all over the weekend. Because, anytime we do get snow, it's big for Tennesseans, and it's made into the headlines. But, tonight, supposed to get some. But this is our coldest days that we've had so far of the winter. You're going to be in the low 20s the next three or four nights. All
it's
week,
true.
Yeah, pretty much all week.
And
I watch a lot of our
there
local
is something,
news.
Todd Howe.
Do you
something coming
Todd
in
Howe,
from the East
Todd
Coast?
Todd Howe tell you that?
Todd Howe? Oh yeah. Sometimes I even watch Matt Hinkie on
Matt Hinken. Oh,
and
yeah.
Also,
I like he's a good number two.
I brought his name
Howe.
Up too.
He's no Todd Howe.
R.I.P. He lost his wife over the weekend. Really sad stuff.
Who did?
Matt Hinken on WAT.
Me down.
Yeah, sorry.
I was sitting here excited about the opportunity to play the snow.
I felt like we had to bring it up because
we got some good weatherman.
Yeah, I just felt
we've always talked about this. Yeah, you know, you don't want being a weatherman seems like an extremely difficult thing. But I want to know what they do all day.
They just refresh their $4 weather app. And then they do their makeup and
No,
and
that's
their
what
nice
I do
clothes
all day.
On.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was
I
really
what they do.
It was really sad. I'm sorry to keep it. This is his news, though.
Oh, he lost. No, don't go back.
He lost his wife.
We moved on. We changed directions.
We got to pay our respects. His local people at the broadcast. He lost his wife in a car crash over the weekend.
It's very sad.
Do you think they put out weather balloons? Like, do they do that on the local meteorology level?
Probably not.
No?
I don't know.
I would love to imagine Hal just going out in his backyard and sending up a weather balloon.
Is that a thing you often think about?
What are you talking about?
I love to imagine it.
Oh, my God.
So oh anyways. God.
Yeah, anyways now.
That there might be snow on the way.
Is it going to snow or not, though?
So, I don't know, Brandon, what does it look like?
Well, my free weather app says that there's a pretty good chance in the late evening hours.
Is it going
tonight
to accumulate? Like, can I go out there barefoot and, like,
I don't know.
Snow and make
I'm no meteorologist. I don't know what's going to happen. If I was a betting man, I'd
which
say
you
no.
You are now.
It's not going to be.
You can bet on the weather. There's a cipher.
It's not if, sir. It is now that.
How
I
much
am
of a degenerate
man
do you have to be to go bet? You're betting on the weather? I'm
well,
sorry. We
fair,
love to bet, but on the weather?
Is this even a real thing?
Yeah, you can gamble on the weather. It's actually much easier than gambling on sports. It's like, is it going to
really
be sunny today?
I mean,
probably. Let me look out my window. Let me watch.
Love to bet, but I don't know about betting on the weather.
That's not always the most foolproof way to go about things.
50-50.
But anyways, all that goes to say that pack a jacket for this week. I might
pack a jacket.
Cold. I don't know.
A toboggan, maybe the thermal socks.
So as we mentioned there at the beginning of the show, though, that might actually play into a factor in what we have to talk about this week. So somebody was saying during the break that there's an East Coast storm rolling in. And Charlie had mentioned it earlier, just kind of hypothetically, what happens if that potentially is here on Saturday? Could you potentially see snow for the Tennessee-Florida game? Doesn't look like it.
No, early indication. No, yeah, I mean the snow is tonight.
It's today and tomorrow.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, it's going to be cold. I think it's only going to be like 40 something.
Very
on
cold Florida game.
Well,
but I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's going to affect the game that much. I mean. Maybe if it was snowing, maybe, just because they throw the ball
remember when
so
we
much
thought rain was going to affect the Georgia game?
Well, it didn't.
It's going to get nasty. No, well, it didn't, but still, it's like, I'm putting my hopes in the weather affecting the football game.
I'm kind of with you there.
We might have just fumbled more.
So that leads into the question I have for the table, and I kind of just, you know, say this as a toss-up just because it's been a little while. Like, Tennessee football has been very off and on. You obviously you lose the game, not losing.
I think they mostly just been off.
Losing, not a loss, but you know you that game is postponed. The Texas A&M game, you come back, you lose by 13 points to Auburn. Then you have the Vanderbilt game postponed. So one game in 3 weeks. Now all of a sudden it's Florida week, and you have the number 6 team in the country on your doorstep. Obviously, with everything that you've been feeling about Jeremy Pruitt, but not really any kind of games to go off of. What is kind of your mindset with Tennessee football right now heading into these last, I don't know, 1 to 2 to potentially 3, I guess, games remaining?
What's my mindset?
Yeah.
Can we just get it over with? Put me out of my misery? I mean, at this point, I'm not going to lie to you. That's how I feel. At this point, I'm just exhausted with it. It's just...
How can you not be?
I don't know. Ask Charlie.
Oh, yes. Well, you have your lifers, then you have your reasonable people, then your rational people. Charlie's like on the spectrum, the irrational and the lifers.
But I can also be very rational.
That's fair. That's fair.
You have your days. You have your days. You have your days. I'm not going to say you don't. You have your days.
I'm not reasonable. I feel like I can be very reasonable.
Fandom
I just
fanatic. You're a fanatic.
Still get very excited, even though I don't have expectations, just because I love watching Tennessee football, even when it hurts. But if you're looking for a way that we can win this game, well,
keys to victory, Charlie.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. Florida's offense is spectacular. Kyle Trask is the heavy favorite to win the Heisman. Kyle Pitts is back and unguardable, and you know you have Kadarius Toney too. But that defense that Florida has is bad. Like, it's not even it's not even serviceable. It could be defined as bad. I mean, they let Vandy hang around for a while, and that same Vandy team couldn't even attempt a field goal against Missouri, but they put up, I think, 24 on Florida. Florida's defense is vulnerable. So maybe you put Harrison Bailey in at starter. Maybe.
Well, to that.
I think you will.
I will say I have heard some rumblings. Saw where VolQuest was reporting that this is the week. This Man, is the week that it happens.
But how can it not be? You have had ample amounts of time to just say, you know what?
My thing is, at this point.
Why not at this point? Like, we've had enough time to not play games.
So, the run game that we actually got going against Auburn. Florida is susceptible to the run. They've been gashed on the ground this year. We are able to successfully run the ball. Eat up a lot of clock, try to control the possession, and Harrison Bailey makes good decisions and high efficiency throws. Doesn't make a key turnover that Garantano is prone to make.
Okay,
and we just keep the ball away from Florida, and just run the ball, and dink and dunk and score.
Okay, that's a good game plan. I like it.
Thank you.
Counterpoint: what happens when, just like we've seen 7 times previously this season, when we do that in the first half and then Florida makes adjustments in the second half and stops the run and we just keep trying to do the same thing and our defense gets worn out and then Florida scores 28 points just like that and it's a blowout?
Well, we're saying that this time it doesn't happen.
I think that, you know, I'm just as much as excited as anybody for the idea of a quarterback change. Absolutely. That's what we've been clamoring for. But at the same time, we also need some kind of difference in play calling as well, right? And we can go back and forth about the play calling all day long. And you can get into the minutiae of things and debate that. But ultimately, Brandon, it goes back to what you were just now talking about. In too many situations, in the broad sense, Tennessee has not finished a game by saying, okay, here's what the defense gave us in the first half. We're going to outsmart them and take advantage of that or try to manipulate that for the second half. We haven't seen enough examples of that. So even if you have a new quarterback, which, again, I'm super thrilled to see.
Well, I mean, don't.
Got to see something else as well.
I mean, it's not a surefire thing yet. I mean, this is just rumors.
Well, the alternative is we talk about Jarrett. I think we've done that plenty.
I don't know. My thing is, okay, Charlie, what if you're right? What if you're right? What if we play Harrison Bailey, we execute the game plan, and he looks okay, he manages the offense, he's able to complete some passes here and there when you need to throw. And I'm not even saying that we beat Florida, but we hang around, we're competitive with Florida, we give him a good game. What does that say?
It's more of an indictment on your coaching staff.
Right. Yeah. What does Jeremy Pruitt
say
then?
I think that's the best of both worlds. We get to enjoy a Tennessee game, at least for most of it. And then also, it makes our coaches look worse, the same ones that we are rooting for at this point to not be our coaches anymore. It's a win-win.
I just want to see, you know, as we go into these next couple of games, I don't know which ones are going to get played and which ones aren't, but I want to see what this coaching staff is, well, what they are game planning for. If we are going to continue to just run the same guys out there that have been going this whole year so far, and your plan to just really get that elusive third win so desperately, then I'm out. I'm very much out. But if this coaching staff is going to say, you know what, this season's a wash, we know it, and we might not win another game, for the better of this team, for the better of this, you know, this program, we are going to get a lot of these young guys a lot of playing time. We are going to give Harrison Bailey a start so he can see what this full week going into a starting quarterback position looks like. We are going to let some of these younger guys on the defensive line play. I think, you know, secondary, certain places you're kind of fine. Linebacker, secondary, just those guys are fine. But where you can, inject some youth into it. I want to see what they're playing for. If they're playing for that third win, that just tells me that, you know, they don't really care about the future. They're trying to get that third because they think it it may or may not save their job in a sense.
Well, I mean, I still hope they're trying to win games. I mean, that.
Well, yes, but I want to see trying to win games in a little bit of a different way. And to me, that includes let's see what the young guys got.
I mean, what we've been doing previously is not, I don't know if I'd consider that trying to win games. I don't know.
Yeah.
Quick question: does anybody know? Did we stay here for Thanksgiving, or did our guys go back home?
I assume they stayed.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think they would be allowed to go home.
I just didn't know. I figured, because I mean, you saw it after Halloween, a few days after Halloween, you start seeing all these positive test games getting canceled. I'm interested to see what happens after Thanksgiving.
We'll ask around, see if we can get an answer for that, and see if we can get that right here after the break. Don't go anywhere.
End Run Radio on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Welcome back to the Blitz, right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Fan Run Radio, AM 1340, FM 105.7. Got some big news about Saturday's kickoff coming up next from Rick. But I want to let you know this next segment brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. So you're watching the game, and you've been watching the games, and you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook. And if you don't know, betting is legal here in Tennessee, people. We keep telling you, we're going to keep reminding you. You bet it is. You can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you get the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000.
Not bad.
Back in bonus site credit. So you can take another shot at the end zone or on the hardwood on the house. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. We're talking same-game parlays, where you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And also, once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they will get your winnings in as little as 24 hours because it's the right thing to do. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code BLITZ so they know that we sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code BLITZ. As always, must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms do apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for more details. And for problem with gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Tonight on tap, Monday Night Football, the Seahawks and Russ and the boys come in as a 6.5 favorite over the Philadelphia Eagles. You got Jalen Hurts going to get the most snaps of his season tonight. You might want to watch that. Maybe that makes you want to pull a little bit of money on the Eagles. Maybe you just want to stick with the favorites with the Seahawks. Whatever you may want to do, visit FanDuel for more.
If the
don't
Seahawks...
Don't take the Eagles.
Yeah, if the
don't
Seahawks
put money
are not...
on the Eagles.
Take the Eagles! No, take the Seahawks. I think that's a lock.
Yeah,
they're
going to
score a lot
Seahawks
of points.
The Seahawks are not covering the spread.
Anybody who's probably at the top of the NFL or even one of the top, you know, five or six teams in their division, if they're playing anybody the NFC least, I'm taking the opposite team because right now it's just the hot thing. Also, you got the boost bets. There are a lot of boost bets over the weekend too. You're going to have a lot of those boosts for basketball coming back up, a lot of more of those spread the love bets. So there's everything on FanDuel for everyone.
There you go. That is absolutely correct. Go check out our good friends over at FanDuel today. Now, some consider it superstitious. Some consider it just complete, they will stay away from it at all costs. Some, however, they'll still take a bet when they see it. You maybe want to go bet on the Tennessee-Florida matchup. Well, when you were watching that game, you will be watching it at 3:30 p.m. on CBS. It was announced yesterday, I believe, Sunday afternoon. Yeah, Tennessee-Florida next Saturday. 3:30 p.m. CBS.
Yeah!
Thank you, Little John.
National TV, butt kicking.
Great.
Love it.
Great.
Greatest time slot when everybody's watching you.
Why can't we put this on at like,
especially in a season like this it is now with COVID, I find myself, even if I didn't watch some of the 3:30 games before, because there's a lot more games on, I'm always watching the 3:30 games now. I even watched a lot of the Iron Bowl, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much do too. I feel like even on a Saturday, if you are up, kind of getting around or doing things or running errands, by the time 5 or 6 o'clock runs around, even if you're headed back out, you're still kind of winding down. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the time in the living room or wherever you are, most of the time you do see that game on. Tennessee will be under the spotlight.
We should put this game
on Saturday.
We should put this game at 8 a.m.
Yep.
on PBS.
Oh,
PBS.
Yes.
Send it to the kids.
Remember the old Jefferson Pilot?
Send it to
early
the
morning
kids.
Games. Those were great. Good old Jefferson Pilot game of the week at 11 o'clock. Well, whenever they came on, it felt like Central Time. It was 11, but yeah.
The thing is, too, is if we end up playing Vandy on the 19th, we could also have a lead-in game into the SEC Championship. They just love.
Oh my.
Oh yeah, that is also very true.
Great. But I think it's going to be A&M. It'll be A&M and us.
So right now on the Tennessee football, just on the page on ESPN, it does say that A&M is that next game after Florida.
Hmm. Well, maybe
so
I
take that for what you
maybe
will.
I had just heard the rumors that they're moving those. Yeah, sorry. I hear things.
You are fake news.
I hear things.
I got to double check for you.
No, I've heard those same things. I believe you.
See,
Charlie's
your back. Backing me up.
He's got your back. He won't let you sit out there alone.
Yeah, on the 12th, they have here tentatively, I guess, to be determined, but A&M on the 12th. That means I guess you could get Tennessee football and basketball. Kind of, well, we'll play this week, but Tennessee basketball and football will at least share a date on that day potentially if that game happens for football and I guess basketball.
If they both can. Is anybody worried about basketball not being able to finish the season again? Because it's only, like Brandon said earlier, it's only going to get worse. I mean, I think they have to have something in place this year because there's no way you can withgo another NCAA tournament. But,
right, I think but, that that's the tough thing.
But can you withgo, like, you know, some of these conference tournaments? I don't know. Like, it's going to be tough. Like,
do you think there's ever a situation where they do just kind of say, hey, your conference tournament is going to be it?
I mean,
you know,
you've
already been around each other.
This could get
time.
Worse, yeah. It
you
might
know,
just be.
In college football, obviously, we're leading up to the best four teams. Even in the ML, you know, even in the NFL and things like that, there's significantly less. I mean, there's, what, 16 teams, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball still college basketball still is by far the most ambitious postseason, and it's not even close. Anybody else, the most ambitious postseason. It feels like, you know, and obviously March is a fairly good amount away. Who knows what could happen by then? But it feels like if we do get to that point, and college basketball is still just kind of going through its ups and downs, maybe you do wind up in a situation where everyone just says, "Hey, you've been with your conference this whole time." Besides a couple of, you know, scrimmages off the bat.
Realistically, it could,
you know,
get worse.
And then you're just going to play. That's your season right there.
If there's
that's
no,
that's your league and your tournament.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, realistically, there's no vaccine. Until we get a vaccine, and then talked about during the winter months, is going to get worse. No, I'm not saying that they will do this or that I want this to happen or that I believe it's going to happen. But is anybody worried that it could happen again if numbers rise drastically and they think that it's not worth it to risk this tournament again?
I do, like, just because the number 68 is a very ambitious number, again, to get all those teams together and obviously separate places. But who knows? Maybe they will. Maybe something comes up along the way. I'm certainly hopeful that we
that it won't. Yeah, exactly.
Because I believe that Tennessee is going to be there. Like,
in
a way, we need them.
Trust me, I don't want Tennessee to not be able to play in a tournament. This is the best Tennessee team I might ever see.
Man, that would stink.
Again, like I was saying earlier, though, they've been planning March Madness for a while now, and they still have plenty more time to do so. I think they're going to have a solid plan in place. You're looking at playing in one singular location or state where you can bubble. Yeah, I mean, there might be some ups and downs throughout the college season where you have games getting canceled a lot and then you're playing a lot of games and chaotic. It could be chaotic, but teams are small. It's hard to have multiple outbreaks on a team because you don't have these large organizations like you do college football or college or NFL football or whatever else. That number one. And then number two, again, you just have to get to March and then you can bubble everyone. You can take 2 weeks and make sure everyone's negative before you start playing. They have to have this money or college athletes or athletics may never be the same. They understand the importance of this tournament, and they will go through whatever it takes to get it done. And I have complete confidence that we will have a tournament that goes over relatively well.
Man, I'm totally with you. I believe that, you know, exactly as you said, they've been planning it. They've been working towards this. But at least for me, if these last 11 to 12 months have shown me anything at all, especially in the things that we talk about here on a day-to-day basis, it's that anything can happen and expect the unexpected. So who knows? But I do think that we're on the right track. I have, you know, no reason to believe that things aren't headed the right way. Hopefully they continue to be. So that is a little bit about a little bit of college basketball, a little bit of college football talk for you. Guys, final segment of the show coming up next. Let's go ahead and take this break. Let's come back on the other side. Do a little bit of, if you haven't heard, get into the days of the national days, if you will. And close the show, see what we can get into. Don't go anywhere. Right here on The Blitz. All right, here we go. Final segment here on The Blitz on a Monday morning. It is good to be back in studio. Hopefully, you guys are happy as well to be back. We are happy you are here. But we will go ahead and close it out like we always do with a little bit of if you haven't heard. So, I'll open the floor. Does anybody have a if you haven't heard here on a Monday morning?
Yeah, a couple.
I got one.
A couple as well.
RIP, 7 years ago, the great Paul Walker died. Fast and
Seven
Furious.
Years.
Seven
wow.
years ago, today.
That was the See You Again song. That's used at so many, you know, any funeral.
Also, 7 years ago today, I think, was the Kick Six.
Yeah. Uh-huh, they were talking about that over the weekend.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, Auburn. He's going to score.
God, that was wild.
Also, here's another quick trivia fact for Charlie. You were talking about the Bears and the Packers earlier. Well, at one time, did you know? In the series all-time between the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. At one time, the Chicago Bears had 81 wins in the all-time series, while the Green Bay Packers had only 57. And the Packers still got to 100 wins first.
That was their 100th win, wasn't it, yesterday?
Yep.
That is a pretty incredible feat.
How have they only won 100 times when they've played at least 272,000 Sunday Night Football games?
I'm just telling you what the history what the history books say, Charlie. I didn't make the history. Just telling you.
Brandon, what you got?
This one makes my brain hurt.
Okay.
An East Tennessee baby whose birth was facilitated by the National Embryo Donation Center has made history with her arrival.
Okay.
Molly Gibson, the daughter of Tina and Ben Gibson, spent more than 27 years as an embryo in frozen preservation, setting the new known record for longest frozen embryo ever to come to birth.
1993.
We're going to have to lock that in.
It is when this embryo had them eggs.
Molly had them eggs frozen since 1993.
Molly was frozen on October 14th, 1992. She was thawed. This is so weird.
So this would be
February 10th, 2020.
I mean, that's around what your age is it not? I mean, within about a year or two, right?
I mean, like three years older than me. I'm not that old. I'm just a year older than you.
But that would be two because I'm at three.
I'm so scared of this kid. Why does it have to be in Tennessee?
That's wild.
That kid might have superpowers.
So frozen October 14th, 92, thawed February 10th, 2020, and transferred to the mother's uterus on February 12th.
Do we have a location?
What's
for
like
this
your real?
Besides East
do you
Tennessee?
Have like a real age and then a birth age?
That baby drink.
Hey, remember
like I really was conceived in 93, but I wasn't born until 2021.
What a great icebreaker for the rest of your life, right? Ed? That, any great work event, school event?
I feel like you should have some attendance.
I don't think I'd bring that up.
Oh wow, there
I would.
Go.
I would. You're like the coolest person in history.
I don't know if it specifies a city, but I like to imagine that this is going on when we expose the
you're the only person that's been born
Lab.
Like this. Like, yes. I would tell everyone that story.
Yeah.
Everyone.
I would too.
Everyone.
If you haven't heard, do you guys remember the metal monolith, or however you say it, that was just discovered in southwestern Utah in the desert? And nobody knows how it got there? Well, now it disappeared.
Aliens.
It has completely disappeared, and now nobody knows how it disappeared. It is just
how
gone.
How many people went actually and saw it? Or was it just that
lot
one
of
picture?
People? That was actually a big problem because people were going out there to visit it, and it was an
Sounds
area
like
not
it
meant
was
for
stolen.
Human travel. So they were leaving behind waste and parking on vegetation. People were pretty upset.
Sounds like a hoax. Aliens aren't real. Chance, over to you with the National Days.
All right, today, we got a lot of days today. National Computer Security Day. You always need to maintain the utmost security on your computer. It's also National Mousse Day. Like chocolate mousse? You like chocolate mousse? Desserts?
Yeah, I do.
It's good stuff.
I do.
National Stay Home Because You Are Well Day.
Brandon doesn't have good...
So I guess just like National Play Hooky Day. This is what that should be called. National Mason Jar Day. Hashtag okay. Save the Jar.
Yeah.
National Personal Space Day, when I'm always telling Charlie. It's also National Mississippi Day and National Meth Awareness Day. They might go hand in hand.
Hey, Mississippi, and, best state in the union, and don't you hate.
And also, one of me and Rick's favorite days, it's Cyber Monday!
Whoa. At least I didn't have to hear for 2 hours.
I saved you.
For 2 hours.
I spared you today.